Simon & Schuster Audio presents You on a Diet, The Owner's Manual for Waste Management by Dr. Michael F. Roizen and Dr. Mehmet C. Oz. Read by the authors.
Most diets promise common sense solutions to tight pants problems. Eat less and you'll weigh less. Keep your mouth closed and you'll keep the pounds off. Sweat like a sauna-dwelling sumo wrestler and you'll wind up skinnier than a sheet of paper. Straightforward enough. But if it really worked that way, our bodies wouldn't be large enough to be spotted by Google Earth. If it really worked that way, then most diets wouldn't fail. If it really worked that way, then we all must be a bunch of rebellious helions with mayo-covered lips and belt-busting bellies who don't feel like following a few simple instructions. Or it could be that most diets have it all wrong. We believe it's the latter. You know why? Because most diets instruct you to take on the corn chips, meatball specials, and dessert trays with brute force. It's you versus food in a lifetime heavyweight fight. But in that scenario, the fight is always fixed and not in your favor. The battle against obesity isn't one with force, with sweat, or trying to diet. It's one with elegance, with smarts, and with healthy choices. When it comes to dieting, trying to whip fat with willpower is the food equivalent to holding your breath underwater. You can do it for a while, but at some point your body, your biology, forces you to the surface gasping for air. And with most diets, your body forces you to gasp or gulp for food. No matter how hard you try not to eat, some hidden force deep inside is always prying your mouth back open, making it impossible for willpower to win. Instead of sparring with your waistline,